So Hanukkah is coming, Be'ezrat Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch says in Se'if Beis something interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ribui Se'udos Shemar Bim Behem Heim Suras Rishus Shelo Kva'um L'mishteh V'simcha. On Hanukkah we have Sudas, we have Hanukkah parties, and the Shulchan Aruch says that fundamentally these Se'udos are not a Chiyuv. Fundamentally, there were rishus, because Hanukkah wasn't established as a time for mishteh v'simcha. The term mishteh v'simcha, we know, we're familiar, that term comes from Purim. Purim was established as a day of mishteh v'simcha, but Hanukkah wasn't. So this is interesting. On Purim, there's a chiyuv to have a suda. That was part of the takana that Chazal made when they established the Yom Tov of Purim. On Hanukkah, they didn't establish a chiyuv to have a suda. We have a lot of sudas anyway. We have sufganiyot and we have all that stuff. But it's not the same. So this is an interesting question. Why, this is a good question, why on Purim did they establish a mitzvah, a chiyuv to have a sudas Purim? And on Hanukkah, although we have parties and we thank Hashem and everything, but they didn't establish a special mitzvah derabanan to have a suda. That's a good question. Hanukkah and Purim are both mitzvahs derabanan, and they're both in the winter times, you know, in those between Sukkot and Pesach. Hashem worked it out. We have this long break of 6 months between Yom Tovs. Hashem worked it out that Hanukkah and Purim come in between those two times. So what's the difference? So here, there is a fabulous and exciting and important comment of the Lavush. I'll find you 1 second. That the Mishnah Berurah made famous. And this Lavush should be like our guide for what Hanukkah is all about. Sometimes we grow up and we have one picture of Hanukkah. But once you see the Lavush, you have a better understanding of what Hanukkah literally is all about. Yes. Here's the Lavush. Here's the Lavush. It's in the Mishnah Berurah letter Hey. It's in the second column around the sixth line. We're going to read it slowly and we're going to get it. And this is very important. We're over here. We're in the Lavush. This is the Mishnah Berurah. The Lavush is an Achron. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of different Achronim. And he made this Lavush famous. It's the second column around the sixth line. V'nira Hatam. V'nira Hatam. D'lo kavukan l'simcha k'mo b'purim. Why? Ki b'purim haya ha'gzeira l'hashmid v'larog es ha'gufos shubitzel mishteh v'simcha. On Purim, the decree was to kill the people. Haman did not care about our neshamas. Haman wanted all Jews dead because he was angry at Mordechai. She'afilu heimiru datom chas v'shalom loya mekabalosam. Even if we would have rejected Judaism, it wouldn't have helped. Haman wouldn't have accepted it. This is similar to Hitler, Yamach Shemo. He didn't care how religious you were. He just wanted to kill anyone who was even sort of Jewish. V'kach, k'sheitzil m'kadosh baruch hu mimenu, kavu l'halu l'shapcho yisbaruch gamkein, ayidei mishteh v'simcha. Therefore, when we were saved, Chazal established a mitzvah of mishteh v'simcha. What's incredibly exciting here is the assumption behind what the Lavush is saying. The Lavush is saying that the way Chazal established to celebrate the Yom Tov corresponds to the nature of the miracle and the nature of the salvation. It's not haphazard. Everything has a reason. Everything fits. The way Chazal established to celebrate Purim fits with the type of salvation that we had. Since our bodies and our goofs were physically under attack, we all could have physically died. Therefore, on Purim, when we were saved, Chazal said, make a party. Make a mishta, a chiyuv mishta v'simcha, that your body enjoys, you know, l'shem shemayim, the food and drink, because you should recognize and highlight that you were physically saved. Now, obviously, there was also a spiritual part of Purim, obviously, and Haman made decrees against our Ruchnius also, obviously, but primarily the attack was physical. On the other hand, Masha Enkin, on the other hand, B'maisa d'Antiochus, Shelo Gazar l'harog v'hashmid. He didn't decree to wipe us out physically. Raktsaros u'shmados. It was spiritual decrees. K'dei l'hamir tatam. As we say, what do we say al nisin? L'hashkicham torasecho l'avir mechir mitzonecho. The goal of the Greeks, the Syrian Greeks, was that we should forget the Torah and take us away from Shmiras HaMitzvahs. The fight was spiritual. Now here's the sentence. V'imha Yisrael machniim lahem rios kibushim tachas yadam ulalos lemas. If the Jewish people would have submitted to the will of the Yavanim, v'chozrim lemunasam chas v'shalom, if we all would have become misyavnim, if all of the Jews would have assimilated and become Greek-like in their lifestyle and gone along with the Yavanim, lo hayu vakshim yoser, they wouldn't have asked for more. In other words, obviously there was a war against the Yavanim, but the war was about Ruchnius. The reason why we fought the war is because we would not submit spiritually to them. We did not give in, and then they fought a war. We had to fight a war to defeat them. They wanted to kill us, but they didn't want to kill us for the sake of killing us per se. They were killing us because we wouldn't submit to their spirit. Give me a second. To their spiritual demands. Chanukah is primarily about the Ruchnius. Chanukah is primarily about the Ruchnius that the Goyim, the Yavanim, were trying to weaken the spiritual singularity of the Jewish people. Become like us, become normal. You have a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom in Judaism, the Greeks understood. But there's also wisdom, lahavdo, by the Chinese. And there's wisdom, lahavdo, the Romans have wisdom too. So there's also Jewish wisdom. Great, study your Jewish wisdom, that's wonderful. But not this Torah Ruchnius stuff. That we don't believe in that. We don't believe in anything Ruchnius. We believe in what you see is what you get. There's a physical world, so go with the physical world. We're Yavan. The statues of Yavan, almost all of them are naked, because the body is the main thing. We believe in what you see is what you get. We study the world. There's nothing underneath the world. The word Yavan has three letters. Yud, Vav, Nun, Sofit. And Rav Lev Shlita likes to quote from the earlier Svarim that all letters in the Aleph Beis have an inside and an outside. Let's say a Beis, you know, there's a circle, inside, outside, Gimel, everything. There are three letters in the Aleph Beis that are straight lines. There's no Pnimius. There's nothing inside. That's not a good word. That's not a medium word. That's a great word. Yavam. Three straight lines. There's no Pnimius to Yavam. That's the whole fight. The whole struggle on Hanukkah is, do you believe there's something spiritual underneath this? You have a table. It's a piece of wood. It's a table. It's a wood. No. Using it for Torah. Woo! Now there's Kedusha. You look at a tree. Is there Kedusha in a tree? Whoa! The tree reflects Hashem. I see a tree, I thank Hashem for the beauty of the tree. Or no, I see a tree and the tree is really nice. That's the whole fight. The whole fight is, do we live our lives as if there's Ruchnius beyond the physical? Or no, what you see is what you get. Continue. Therefore, Elohigra Hashem Yajito Benitzlum, Lakach Lokovim El Lahal Lahodos, Levad. Since the fight was primarily spiritual, so the takanos, the mitzvos derabanan, were primarily spiritual. Say Hallel, light the candles to remember the nes that God did for us. But they didn't establish a suda. So it fits very nicely. The way Chazal established the Yom Tov of Chanukah corresponds to the type of the Yeshua. The Yeshua was fundamentally a Ruchnius one. So Chazal said, we're not going to make a special takana to have sudas. Now, we do have sudas. We'll get to it in a second. And when you have a Chanukah party, when you have a sudas Chanukah, we're going to learn about it in 1 minute. You have to make it ruchnius. The whole point of Chanukah. Chanukah is about, do I live my life as an Obed Hashem with ruchnius? I believe that Hashem runs the world. I believe in Hashem. I believe in Olam Haba. That's a pretty deep thing behind it. Or no, what you see is what you get. And I live in Olam Hazeh, and that's just more or less the way it is. And that's the struggle of Chanukah. Chanukah is about assimilating into the non-Jewish world. There's a term called Misyavnim. Those were the Jews who became Greek-like and lived their lives more or less like Goyim, but with maybe some emunah. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to live as Jews, purely as Jews, serving Him, being pleasant to everyone in the proper way, but where our whole focus, our whole being, is supposed to be a ruchnius one. Avodas Hashem is not a piece of our lives, but it's everything about our lives. Rav Kutman Zatzal, who made Mechala and taught here many years, he had a lot of famous sayings, so, and I think you've heard these. So one of his famous sayings was, does Torah punctuate your life, or does Torah permeate your life? That's a home run sentence. Punctuate means, you know, you daven, okay. That's religion. Then you drive to work, no. That you're sort of off. Do your own thing, listen to whatever you want. It depends what you listen to. It might be Rachmano Litzlan, okay. Then you get to work, and you're working. Then at your lunch break, you say brachos. Oh, that's religion, whatever. Permeate means you view your whole life as one of ruchnius and avodas Hashem. What you listen to in the car, that's avodas Hashem. How you drive is massively avodas Hashem. We discussed that with texting and driving, Rachmano Litzlan, things like that. And how you dress at the office, how you talk to your coworkers, how you carry yourself, that's massively, you're permeated. I may have mentioned it once or twice, really complete total tzedekis. Anyway, and so we heard from her coworkers that coworkers, even the non-Jews, won't use nivle peh when she's around. Won't use nivle peh when she's around. Just the way she carries herself and the way she goes through her day and the way she dresses and walks around. She doesn't give mutter kimat ever. Just by example, they don't use nivle peh when she makes you want to cry in a good way. All of you should be zocher for that. That's what you want to go shoot for. Her life is not punctuated by Torah, it's permeated by Torah. That is exactly what Chanukah is about. Whoa, she's Jewish, she's religious, whoa, she's not a Yavan person. She doesn't look like a goy, but sort of has a little emunah. She looks and lives and acts like a Jew, fully. Whoa, that's what Chanukah is literally all about. Okay, that's a nice story. I mentioned this in class sometimes, so I got an email. I got an email once. A girl wrote, she said, I try to dress properly and talk properly, and then people curse when I'm around. And I think to myself, don't you listen to Ginsburg's classes? You're not supposed to curse when I'm around. And that's what she writes. And don't you listen to the class? You're not supposed to. All right, whatever. She'll get there. She's trying. You're trying. You do the best you can. Anyway, so you should, guys, that's what Chanukah is about. That's what it's about. It's not about presents. That's a separate thing. Where do presents come from? So there's a discussion. What's Chanukah gelt? So there's a discussion. You know where Chanukah gelt comes from? Believe it or not? Chanukah gelt comes from, Chanukah's in the winter, and it's a long 6 months break of straight learning in the yeshivas, and Chanukah is about Torah Shebaal Peh, by the way. The struggle against Yavan was about Torah Shebaal Peh. The Greeks liked the Chumash, Torah Shebichsav. They're the ones who translated it into 70 languages. Torah Shebichsav they were okay with, because Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal Peh is confusing. It doesn't mean anything. There's no, it's like Choshech. It makes it confusing. That fits. It's dark. Torah Shebaal Peh brings everything. It's what's inside the Torah Shebichsav, the pnimius of Torah Shebichsav. It's all about Torah Shebaal Peh. So the custom began to send a little extra money to the teachers during the long winter. Chanukah is the middle of the winter. Give them a little bonus They're the ones teaching our kids Torah Shabbat Peh. Send them a little bonus. And they gave money to the teachers. The money to the teachers somehow morphed into giving kids a bonus. It's also Torah Shabbat Peh. Give your kids a little bonus in the middle of the long winter. You're learning well. Take a little bonus. So you give a little bonus to the teachers, a little bonus to the kids who are learning well. And that's where Chanukah Geld comes from. But the idea, Chanukah Geld has a very strong source. It's about Torah Shebaal Peh. Especially extra Torah Shebaal Peh. Chanukah is about Torah Shebaal Peh. There are 36 candles on Chanukah. And there are 36 mesechtas of Shas that there's Talmud Bavli on. That's a nice gematria too. So because the light of the Torah is in the Torah Shebaal Peh, it's in Shas. Okay. So that, oh, now, give me one minute. The Rama says there is Ksas Mitzvah Ribui Sudos. Why? Chanukah HaMizbeach. We're reminding ourselves of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. We rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. That's a happy time. So when you're having your Chanukah Suda, you're thinking about the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Rama says, and this is the important line, V'noagin lomar zmiros v'shvachos b'sudo shemar b'imbehem v'oz ha'vesudos mitzvah. You sing songs of praise to Hashem and it makes it a Sudas mitzvah. In other words, at every Chanukah Suda, you can convert the Suda into a real Sudas mitzvah by using the Suda as a time to praise Hashem and thank Hashem for the miracles of Chanukah, that we won the war and the nace of the Pach Shemen, and praise Hashem for everything. So a Jew should always be praising Hashem, that we've discussed already. A Jew should always be praising Hashem. But there is a special inyan to praise Hashem at the Chanukah parties, because that makes the Suda into a Sudas mitzvah. A Suda which you set aside to thank Hashem for miracles is a Sudas mitzvah. A Suda which you set aside to thank Hashem for miracles is a Sudas mitzvah. So you make every Chanukah party into a Sudas mitzvah by setting it aside. That's what the Rama says. Let's read it again. It's the top of page 275. Kuf Lamaches. V'noagin lomar zmiros u'shvachos besudos shemar b'imbehem va'oz, and then have a Sudas mitzvah. What's the source for the idea that a Suda which is set aside to praise Hashem for miracles is a Sudas mitzvah? This is a good word. This is from the Netziv. My Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita quotes it all the time. It's good to go through life knowing this Netziv. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, Berlin. What was his main job in life? Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin. How long? Like 40 years. That's amazing. The Rosh Yeshiva 40 years, it's stam is a lot, because you have to be old in Rosh Yeshiva in the first place. Rosh Yeshiva of the greatest yeshiva in Europe for 40 years is massive. The Tziv was a giant of giants. Okay, there are two. This is a very, very good emistic avort, and it's a game changer for a lot of things. There are two karbanos which we eat, a karban shlamim and a karban toda. A karban shlamim is brought, life is good. So you want to offer a karban, Hashem, my life is good. I want to give you a general thanks. My life is good. Thank you, Hashem. Karban shlamim. A karban toda is brought for if you're miraculously saved from danger. You know, we bench hagomel on. A karban toda, something to thank Hashem for specifically. Some nace happened to you. Okay. There are two things that are different about a shlamim and a toda. A shlamim, you have 2 days and one night in the middle to eat it, one night between to eat the karban. And a toda, you have one day and one night. A karban shlam has no extra food. A karban toda has 40 extra challahs offered with the karban. 30 are matzah and 10 are chametz. So what do you see? A karban toda has much more food and much less time to eat it in. That's interesting. What's the message of a karban toda having much more food and less time? The answer is correct. The answer is it's usher to leave over a carbon. So when you offer a carbon todah, you are forced to invite your friends to Yerushalayim and share it with them. And then what do you do at the, what do you do when you're sharing with them? You talk about the miracles that happened to you. A carbon todah becomes a seudas hoda'ah. It's fabulous. A carbon todah becomes a seudas hoda'ah. Thank you, Hashem, for saving me from this miracle. Who do you thank Hashem to? All the people there. And the Netziv says, this is the pshat in the tefillah we say. It's in Hallel. L'choz bach zevach todah. I'm going to offer the carbon todah at the carbon, and at the meal, I'm going to praise Hashem. Nederay l'Hashem ashalem. I'm going to offer the carbon that's paying off my neder. Negda no l'cholamo, in front of all the people at the suda. B'chatzros beis Hashem. You offer the carbon in the beis hamikdash. B'sochecha Yerushalayim. You eat the carbon anywhere in the old city. It's like a poem. That's an amazing mitzvah. So, a sudas hoda'a is a carbon, is a mitzvah coming from the carbon toda. So you're supposed to turn every Hanukkah party suda into a sudas mitzvah by making it into a sudas hoda'a of thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for the miracles and things that He's done for us on Hanukkah, that we're still here, we're still around, we've survived spiritually. And that is what Hanukkah is about, and that's important.